This is the Business Pros Radio Show with Paul Tilby on Talk Radio, AM 640.
It's the Business Pros Radio Hour here on Talk Radio, AM 640. I'm Danny Longo. I'm here with the president and CEO of Training Business Pros, Paul Tilby. Paul, how you doing this week?
Well, as usual, I am doing super awesome. It's been a busy couple of weeks, the last few weeks. Absolutely, I know that we've enjoyed some time on the radio. Just want to take a quick moment and say thank you to everybody for showing up this morning. We certainly appreciate your time. We want to make good use of it. So to that end, I just want to say hi to you, Danny, and of course, to everyone online. We're going to talk about basically three things today. So some interesting things have happened.
Yes, you've had a busy few days.
I've had a busy few weeks, actually. So the first one is that I just got back from Chicago. And I do a lot of speaking. I don't know if you know that. I get invited to do keynotes here and there.
Yes.
And I just kind of do either keynotes or breakout sessions. And I find it useful to go to conferences because you learn a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So even if I get invited to speak, I'm always at the breakout sessions picking up new ideas. That's kind of how we became learn-it-alls.
Smart,
instead of
yeah.
know-it-alls. You know, it's always good to get information from all over the world. So the Club Industry Show is the big show in Chicago. It's an industry dedicated to anyone who owns or runs a fitness facility or a group of fitness facilities.
Oh, okay.
So some of the large players like Equinox and Good Life Fitness, they were
all right. And
I had the opportunity to speak at that conference about how we helped a local company in the marketing game, a local company called Best Body Bootcamp. I'm not sure if we've ever talked about them before, but they're one of our clients.
I think we have, yeah.
And they do a really great job of running boot camps throughout the city. So we're going to talk about how we did that and some of the things that I learned at the trade show. The second thing I want to talk about is another show that I spoke at called WordCamp. Anybody that knows anything about digital marketing, you have to build your website on something. And there's a bunch of different content management systems, the most popular one being something called WordPress. And WordPress is a system that allows you to build using themes, you can do custom programming. There's a lot of plugins for WordPress. It's just a great system. And I would say probably 95% of the websites that we build with our agency are built on WordPress. And I got invited to speak as the keynote speaker at the big conference in Toronto called WordCamp. And they have these conferences at some of the larger cities throughout the entire world. So it's the official governing body for WordPress. They put on this conference every year. So I'm going to talk about some of the things that we did there and what we learned and what I shared with other people at WordCamp. And the third thing I want to talk about is one of our clients called RejuvaMD Toronto, which is a cosmetic care client who is non-invasive cosmetic procedures, mostly for women, but also a lot of men as well.
All right.
We're going to talk about what we did for them and look at their website and see how we helped them.
Perfect.
And as a matter of fact, I just got back from yesterday. We were doing a deep dive for a client on, it was an HVAC industry client. So home ventilation, air conditioning, that kind of stuff. Furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters. And it's been interesting to kind of refresh myself, obviously, every time we take on a new client, just how we put that together, the things we learn, the things that are important to all websites.
Yeah, and I guess there are some rules that apply to everybody, right?
And, you know, in my world, rules are meant to be
broken?
No.
Followed.
Followed because, it really depends on who makes the rules.
Right.
So the ones with the most experience are the ones that get to make up the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And typically there's rules that we follow for every custom build. So even though there's customization and optimization for specific clients, there's certain rules that we follow for every single client. So it's very important to have that because you really don't have a measuring stick otherwise. Because if you do things differently every time, you really don't know how that's going to turn out.
Right.
If you do things based on previous experience and you've got key performance indicators and metrics to say, hey, that worked.
Yeah, you know it works. So.
Let's just duplicate that for another client.
No, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so do you want to get started or you want to start talking about how was Chicago?
Well, let's talk about Chicago. First of all, for those that haven't been to Chicago recently, it's an absolutely beautiful city.
I was supposed to go there before the Cubs won the World Series, but I did not get a chance.
Right. Well, they actually have two baseball teams.
Yeah.
But I'm not really, and I shouldn't probably say this out loud, but I'm not the biggest sports fan.
That's okay.
But that doesn't mean much in the grand scheme of things. Sure. I mean, I could be. I just don't have time, really. I'm very busy doing what we do. But I got to visit Chicago and speak at the Club Industry Show. Now, Chicago is quite a bit bigger than Toronto. But if you consider the GTA, GTA is bigger than Chicago. Yeah. Toronto's actually
suburban
the fourth
Chicago,
largest city in the world, in North America, after Chicago. Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful city, actually. I was very, I haven't been there for a while. And I got the opportunity to see Millennium Park and just go here and go there. And I had a car, so I got, it's very hard to drive in Chicago because it's very busy. But I want to talk about the conference itself. So the Club Industry Show is one of the largest shows in North America for anyone who runs a fitness facility. And the reason why I got invited there is because we had some successes with a local client called Best Body Bootcamp.
Yes.
Anybody that's interested in checking that out, you can actually go to bestbodybootcamp.com. And it follows the normal procedures for us. They may not be normal for other agencies, but they're normal for us. And the goal is obviously user experience optimization. Get the user engaged, start clicking some things. And the more things they click, the more subconsciously they're buying into what we're trying to do. So for example, if you're on bestbodybootcamp.com, and these are the things that I talked about with the people at the Club Industry Show.
Right.
Because I wanted to share with those clubs, and I actually had some people come up to me after and said, here's my business card. We've never seen anything like this. You're going to help us. And I've already followed up with those people, and I have
great.
A couple meetings set. And so when we get back after the break, we're going to talk about those things that I shared. And there's essentially three main areas that I want to share very quickly with our listening audience that worked for Best Body Bootcamp that can also work for your fitness facility or really any service business or any product business you can think of. So there's rules here that are absolutely set in stone. You must do these things. If you're not doing these things, you're missing out on leads and sales.
Perfect. Okay. So we're going to talk about that after the break. Head over to trainingbusinesspros.com and you can scale up with some free training. You can head to, give them a call, 416-444-7767. It's the Business Pros Radio Hour on Talk Radio AM 640. Business Pros Radio Hour on Talk Radio AM 640. You can get some information, more information, and head over to trainingbusinesspros.com or give Paul and his team a call at 416-444-7767. That's 444-PROS. Before the break, Paul, we were talking about you speaking at the conference,
The Club Industry Show,
Club
which
industry
is for the
show,
fitness industry. So I talked about one of our clients, and I think that's important.
Yeah.
You don't just go to these shows and talk about random stuff. You got to speak their language.
Mm-hmm.
And the number one thing that I realized with these fitness facilities is they're really good at converting new business, but they're not very good at keeping it.
Yes, everyone has a New Year's resolution.
So retention was the name of the game.
Yeah.
And so what I talked to them about was really the what we call the nurture and indoctrination.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really the third thing that you need to do. The first one is you got to let them know about you, and they have to be able to find you. And so the first thing that we did with Best Body Bootcamp is we want to increase the time on page, the scroll rate, the interaction rate, so that Google will send us more organic traffic. So we'll buy traffic to landing pages. But most of the free traffic we're going to get is going to come to the homepage. So depending on the keyword phrase, and in this case, their main keyword phrase is bootcamp, fitness bootcamp.
Okay.
So if somebody types in fitness bootcamp, you're going to find Best Body Bootcamp near the top of the list in locally, which is what they want.
Yeah.
And the reason why that is because when Google sends us that traffic, we make good use of it. So for example, you come to the website, it says, click here to start your transformation. It doesn't say submit or some crazy thing like whatever. It tells you what you're supposed to do. And so it says, women go here, men go here. So everything's a click, right? You want to get the customer engaged. And if they feel like, well, it's too soon to choose whether I'm a man or a woman, they go to the boot camp training. That scrolls to the area. Then it clicks, find a boot camp near me. Oh, women go here, men go here. So they eventually figure out that that's the only thing they can do.
Right.
But then when they click it and sort of men go here, then we want to get them to take the action. So we'll give them a deadline. This offer expires in, and the offer's already expired, right? So, and enter your details below to learn more, that kind of stuff. So what we want to make really good use, get them to sign up. Then the second thing we do is we automate the money collection part.
Mm-hmm.
If there's money involved, and most people don't give it up front. It's funny. People will fill out this form and they're immediately sent to a payment page.
Right.
And they go, oh, it's too soon.
Yeah.
I don't have enough information. So they go back to the website, they kick around. In the meantime, the software is working to respond. Say, hey, you filled out this information for your boot camp, but you haven't paid. Go back to the payment page. At the same time, it's sending an official notification to their staff saying, hey, somebody signed up for this thing but didn't pay. Give them a call.
Mm-hmm. Oh, smart.
The third thing it does is once they pay, it indoctrinates them, nurtures them, tells them where to be, gets them to click things, download your disclaimer, right? Because it's fitness, so you want to make sure they're signed off so there's no,
sure,
you know, whatever. So all of that process, the automation takes care of that. Nobody really has enough human resources to take care of these people with phone calls. So when we talk retention at this national event called the Club Industry Show, this was one of the things that intrigued most of the owners that came to me after the presentation. And they just handed me business cards saying, we're talking.
Yeah.
And I said, well, what are you doing? Well, say, well, we're doing a lot of that stuff, but retention for us is the name of the game. So we want to really know how you're doing that. We want to know about Infusionsoft. We want to know about this automated CRM. And I really tell clients, and it's funny, you know, Danny, some business owners, they still haven't bought into this thing. They still think, oh, I get the lead. We'll just call them. We'll close the deal. We'll do whatever. But you know what the reality of the situation is? That only works some of the time. Most of the time, people don't buy when you're ready to sell.
Right.
And so if you don't have an automated system to remember things for you, and all you have is a spreadsheet and some sticky notes, you're going to miss some things. And so we always impress upon our clients, not the least of which is anybody to do with the fitness industry, because retention is the name of the game. So you want to constantly be communicating in an automated fashion with the clients, polling and segmenting them, putting them into buckets, and making sure you're carrying on a conversation that you don't have to remember to carry on.
Right.
Because otherwise, the client's going to lose interest and they're going to fall off. So if you're not telling them, you know, for example, this is a 6-week boot camp. Immediately, 2 weeks before the end of the boot camp, we start sending them notices saying your boot camp's over in 6 weeks. Here's what's going to happen. We're going to have a presentation. If you lost 10 pounds, you're going to get this certificate. You know, all of these things that are happening, keeping the client sort of informed of the process. And then what's going to happen after this week, 6 weeks? Are you going to keep going? Are you going to drop off? What are you going to do? And so that's where automation is super, super important.
All right. That sounds great. I mean, you know, it makes perfect sense, because even if, you know, they claim they're going to call somebody back, a lot of people screen their phone calls, or, you know, if they're not really interested, they may leave it. But once you have their email, you can get them when they're ready, right?
So the process is pretty simple. Let's segment them into buckets, and then what it does is let's email them.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't take action, wait a day, send another email. Wait a couple of days, send another email. If they still don't take action on those three emails, then a task is created for a human to intervene.
Ah.
Okay. So that they never get lost. So it's like email, wait, email, wait, email, wait, task.
Right.
Let's get somebody in the office to follow up with this person because they didn't do what they were supposed to do.
Yeah, and no one slips through the cracks.
Correct.
That's perfect. All right. We're going to talk more about this when we come back. We're going to talk about your second conference, WordCamp.
Yeah.
All right. I'm excited.
Lots of fun at WordCamp.
I'm excited about that because the 640 site, the 640 Toronto site, is actually built on WordPress as well.
Beautiful. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. So head over to trainingbusinesspros.com. Give Paul and his team a call at 416-444-PROS, and we'll be back after this. Business Pros Radio Hour. I'm Danny Longo. I'm here with Paul Tobey, the president and CEO of Training Business Pros. If you want to get a hold of him, head over to trainingbusinesspros.com. If you want to call him, 416-444-7767. Paul, we were talking about you and a couple of events that you spoke at. Now we're going to talk about WordCamp.
Yeah, the reason why I want to talk about WordCamp mm-hmm. is because I would say 90-95% of the websites we build are built on top of this content management system, which is a wonderful system called WordPress.
Yes.
The reason why it's wonderful is because not only is it open source, which means that essentially many, many people have developed it over time. There's plugins for it. It's gotten very sophisticated over the years, and we don't bother building websites from scratch anymore. We use this content management system to help us. And there's wonderful themes out there now. You can go to ThemeForest and download these themes for like $50 or $60 that are really sort of pre-designed for specific industries.
Okay.
And we have our favorites. And I got to be the keynote speaker at the official WordPress conference held in big cities around the world. In this case, there was one in Toronto.
All right.
And I got invited to be the keynote speaker, and I had a few hundred people there, which was really, really nice. Mm-hmm. And I talked to them about the same thing pretty much that I talked to the Club Industry Show people about, which is this whole business about user experience and making sure that when somebody hits your website, there's this experience that the user has that keeps them engaged.
Right.
Engagement and interactivity is the number one game right now. And if you don't know how to do that, and your web designer doesn't know how to do that, and your marketing company doesn't know how to do that, let me give you some advice.
Yeah, time on page is very important.
Yeah, but how do you do that?
Because
you can say, well, I want people to stay on my website longer, so let's give them things to read. Well, the reality of the situation is people mostly scan. So if you give them mm-hmm. big box blocks of text, they're really not going to do that. And people are probably wondering, well, how do you actually know this? And the answer is that we have heat maps that sort of tell us where people click, where they hover, how long they stay. And so we kind of look at that and we say, okay, so what are the psychological triggers that can keep someone engaged? And what we've learned from that is that the more things you give them to click, the more subconscious psychological buy-in there will be.
Oh, wow.
Which is super important because, you know, somebody who's bored is going to abandon the site. Someone who's not curious anymore is going to abandon the site. So if you can keep them curious by clicking things and engaging with things, then eventually they'll click enough things and they'll take the final action, which is either to buy something or to give you their contact data.
Right.
We want to collect the lead, and then we want the automation to follow up with
them.
And
then they can buy it later.
And of course, when you talk about that to a room full of web designers, which is really who attends WordCamp, The general public doesn't go to these things. It's anybody involved in marketing, online marketing, website design. So I have a whole room full of really, really smart people. So you can't go into a room full of smart people as the keynote speaker and deliver fluff.
Right. No BS.
And what I learned from that was out of the couple hundred people that were at the keynote, because not everybody shows up for the keynote, but there's more than a few hundred. And I poll throughout the thing. How many of you are doing this? How many of you are doing that? How many of you this? And so what I learned from that was the main things that I shared, the three things that I shared, which is all about this sort of user experience optimization and the automation that follows, how many of them are actually doing all of those things that I talked about? And the answer is zero.
Wow.
So that's an eye-opener
yes.
when you consider. And I'm sure if anybody's listening from that presentation, they're probably saying, well, why is he telling the world that we don't do everything? Well, they were doing some of those things, but they weren't doing everything.
Not all three.
Which is really important for me to kind of show up and share my knowledge with the industry. What people might not realize is I'm actually sharing my knowledge with the competition, which I do a lot because my philosophy is there's enough for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but you have to understand as a business owner, if you're going to engage somebody to do this for you, you want to make sure that you're engaging the best in class. You're not engaging an upstart because there's a lot of first year web designers and stuff like that. And cheap will only get you so far. So if they're charging you $50 an hour, you might not get the best possible knowledgeable service.
Right.
And that was the message that I had to share with WordCamp. And it was very, honestly, it was well received. I was very surprised. Because, you go into a room full of like IT people
yeah.
and they're gonna they're going to give you the gears.
Well, the good news is everyone gets what you're talking about too, right?
Well, yeah, they did. And it was interesting. I sold a lot of books because I have books on marketing. And, you know, it was just a really, really good time. I hope they invite me back again because I had a really good time. And actually, I just found out that, of course, it's in a lot of other cities. So now I have some, you know, anchored experience.
Yes.
And
maybe they'll invite you back.
For me to get into the other cities and speak to their audience as well is good for me. I like sharing what I know with the world because, you know, help enough people get what they want and you can have what you want.
Yeah, and you know, you have to have a lot of confidence in yourself to share that kind of information with a whole bunch of other marketers because they can just take that information and use it themselves, right?
Well, confidence comes from results.
Yeah.
It doesn't come from reading books. It comes from actual real-world monetary results.
Yes.
You help companies make money, that's a result.
And we're going to talk about some of those results a little later, I guess.
Yeah, when we come back in the break, we're going to talk about the cosmetic industry.
Perfect. Okay, so we're going to come back. Head over to trainingbusinesspros.com if you want to learn more about Paul and his team, or give them a call, 416-444-7767. That's 444-PROS. It's the Business Pros Radio Hour on Talk Radio, AM 640. We're back on the Business Pros Radio Hour on Talk Radio AM 640. It's Danny Longo here with Paul Tobey. We're talking training business pros. Head over to Paul's website, trainingbusinesspros.com. Give his company a call at 416-444-7767. And we're going to talk about some results that you guys have gotten with the cosmetic industry.
Yeah, so this follows the same philosophy that I talk about all the time with our clients. I talk about it at the club industry show, at WordCamp, at the speaking engagements that I get. And by the way, tomorrow I have a whole day training, so I get to talk about it all over again with a room full of people. And I do this a lot because I feel it's important to share knowledge with the world so they can get the same results that you're getting. But I wanted to talk just very quickly about the cosmetic care industry. So the non-invasive procedures that women and men have to help themselves look better without surgery. So things like Botox and other types of treatments. So this is a very competitive industry.
I can imagine.
I don't know if you're aware of that.
I'm not, but...
But it's extremely competitive. So... When Dr. Rosati came to us, he's very well known in this industry. He trains other doctors.
Okay.
And he wanted an online property that not only spoke to the quality of the work that they do, but to his expertise in the industry. And we put a lot of time and care and thought into the words that we choose to explain that to the world. So if you're at a computer, or you can remember this, listening audience, and we're grateful that you're here, but we've got a little job for you to do. So what we want you to do is go to rejuvamdtoronto.ca. That's rejuvamdtoronto.ca. Or just look for RejuvaMD or Dr. Rosati, R-O-O-Z-A-T-I, and their website will come up. So the imagery and the words that we choose are very important. We call it hypnotic copyright. We want to make sure that we're reaching the subconscious of the reader and creating some type of feeling. So we can't say we sell Botox.
Right.
That just doesn't really cut it. What we do in this case is we're not changing anybody's beauty. We're accentuating it. So most people feel beautiful. And all we want to do is just accentuate that a little bit without massively invasive procedures and things like that. So if you go to the site, it just says accentuate your natural beauty. And they said, well, who's going to do that? Well, this Dr. Amir Rosati, MD, right? He's a licensed, trained physician who helps other people. And if you look at the top, it says physician training. So he actually trains other people on how to do these things. Then there's a button that says see our treatments. Well, if you click that, it scrolls to the treatments, right? So we're still on the homepage. We haven't jumped off of it. We're keeping people engaged on this page, increasing the time on page.
Right.
Same thing for the mobile version. That see our treatments would be smack dab in the middle of the of the page on a mobile phone, because you know 60% of all searches are done on mobile. Then you get to anti-aging, beautification, medical Botox, and it says find out more. Scrolls even further. Talks about how we're different, Botox for migraines, and then request a consult. And then the request a consult is a little pop-up form that's fully responsive. And that's sort of the next step. If they turn that off, they've known and they've followed the site and they've noticed that it's been scrolling, so they continue to do that. Let's check out some more things, you know? And so you'll notice that this homepage is not just a few words. It's
no.
a whole indoctrination of the client, if you will, to go and engage with this one page. You can click away from it using the menu and things, but we've noticed that the average time on page is above 2 minutes. If you can do that based on Google search, Google's going to send you more traffic because it figures, hey, I'm sending you traffic for these keyword phrases. You're making good use of it. We'll bump you up the list. We'll send you more. So this is a normal procedure for us. And I just got done today making a new project for somebody in the HVAC industry, which did the same thing. So at the top, where it's segmenting them and getting them to what we call choose your journey, in this case, anti-aging, beautification, medical Botox, and physician training, we're separating our audiences out, getting
right.
them to go where they want to go, plus where we want them to go. Today it was furnaces, air conditioners, hot water, and then current promotions and incentives.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
And so as they're going through that process, right, they're choosing what they want, they're engaging more with a single page. And this is very important to help our clients gain user experience, but also gain more traffic at the same time.
And this page in particular, the RejuvaMDToronto.ca, there's so much information here. And if you're looking for something specific, they have it right here on this page.
Pretty much on one page, yeah. You can eliminate wrinkles, eliminate sagging. Everything is request a consult, eyebrow lift, whatever. But I wanted to ask you, what do you think about the actual beauty of this site?
Oh, it's very beautiful. Obviously, there's some great-looking models.
Actually, these are theirs.
Oh, are they?
These are their photos.
Okay.
So
that's perfect.
They did a great job. Not all of them, but most of them are actual photos from their clients.
From clients. Wow.
So that's pretty amazing, right? So we had a lot to work with, but we put our own special sort of quality touch on it, best-in-class touch. We want to make sure that it's representative of the industry.
Yeah, and for an industry like this that's so, you know, appearance is so important.
Soft colors,
yes.
Beautiful, right? Accentuate your beauty. You know, this kind of writing and color, it's very important.
Yeah. Well, great job, as always.
Thank you.
All right, if you want to head over to Paul's website and upscale your business, head over to trainingbusinesspros.com or give them a call, 416-444-7767. That's 444-PROS. And we'll be back on Talk Radio AM 640. It's the Business Pros Radio Hour on Talk Radio AM 640. I'm Danny Longo. I'm here with Paul Tobey, the president and CEO of TrainingBusinessPros.com. Paul, what are we talking about?
Well, it's funny you should ask that because I was thinking on the break. You know me, I never come with a script.
Right.
I just kind of show up and talk about what's relevant and current and fresh
yes.
in the moment. And I was thinking about, well, I've covered the Club Industry Show, which is the sort of big fitness convention that I was just speaking at. I covered WordCamp, which is the big WordPress conference in Toronto that I was just speaking at.
Mm-hmm.
And then we covered one of our clients and all the things that we did for that client that we talked about at those conferences. And then I thought, well, where do we go next? And I just kind of wanted to go back to basics for a second and talk about the financial implications of what we're talking about.
Okay.
'Cause a lot of people are like, well, what should I do? Should I invest more in online marketing or should I status quo it for the next couple of years? And my response to that is it's an industry that has no boundaries. It's raise your hand in the listening audience if you haven't been on Google in the last 24 hours.
Yeah,
it's basically anything you're looking for, you don't know where to go, where to start, you Google it. It's so popular, it's become a verb. And my philosophy for business owners is this. There's really only three ways to create more revenue in your business. Number one, go get some more clients. Number two, sell more to the clients that already trust you.
Mm-hmm.
And number three, raise your prices or bundle offers so that you're making more money per sale.
And no one likes that third one.
Well, I don't know if they don't. I don't know if they like it or not. But I tell you, it's a lot easier to sell number three to a client who trusts you than it is to sell to somebody who who doesn't know you.
Yeah.
And so we call that the profit maximizer, right? Let's maximize the profit we get from a single client, because to market to new people is very expensive. Industry standards for most companies is like between $150 and $250 a lead. We're significantly, we help our clients with a lot lower than that because we're good at what we do. But you know, typically $25 to $50 is kind of like our sweet spot, but it's still costly to go out and find a lead. Then you have to sell them, right? That's where the automation and all that comes in. And I think it's important for business owners to understand that even though it's a gamble, it's not really an expense. It's an investment.
In your business.
It's an investment in your business. And it may not work immediately, but if you work with a company that knows what they're doing, pretty much in 3 months, we'll figure it out. Because there's two types of learning going on when we launch a site. Because this is how we operate. Most people are like, let's ready, aim, fire. They spend so much time getting ready and so much time aiming, they never get around to firing. So what we know is we build things based on experience, and we get it out there, we'll aim later. How do we aim later? Well, the answer is there's two types of learning going on to create revenue. The first one is what we call machine learning. And machine learning is the data that Google picks up on organically and pay-per-click to do things like automated bidding. So if you start buying advertising from Google, it actually learns how to get the most traffic for the least amount of money. And eventually, after a month or so, you can switch to something called automated bidding, which can find you the best audience for the least amount of money. Well, a lot of companies don't know that. So what they do is they spend $1,000 on Google AdWords and it didn't work. Well, they've cut it off at the very point where machine learning is about to kick in and help them. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But they don't even know that exists. Hmm. So they just kind of like lose money. So that's very important. Machine learning. The second learning is there's so much data to collect from how the user interacts with the site, what the lead source that they came from. So did they come from this social media site? Did they come from that ad? Did they come from somebody else's website? All of that information, we mine that data. And as we mine the data, we learn where to put our focus.
Okay.
And that usually takes 3 months. That makes sense?
Yeah.
It can start working after a month, but mostly in 3 months, we'll have figured out the sweet spot to get you leads for $25 to $50.
Mm-hmm.
So, and a lot of companies don't know this. And what they're doing is they're basically saying, well, I trust my web guy. I trust my marketing company. Do you have any idea how many companies we get who have trusted their marketing companies and then eventually find us?
Or they don't even know what they're doing.
The company that we helped yesterday paid another marketing company in the five figures.
Wow.
I'm not going to give you the number.
Yeah.
And in 4 months, they were delivered nothing.
Oh, come on.
Absolutely nothing. Man. Except a headache. They called it a headache. And they requested 100% of their money back. They found us, fortunately, through a referral. And in 2 days, we built their project.
Amazing.
So they waited 4 months, spending five figures, got nothing. And then in 2 days, we built their whole project. It's going to take 7 days to go through it, test it, make sure everything works. And that's not just the website. That's the whole Infusionsoft backend, the CRM, all of the things that we use to data mine the data that we get through that whole system to figure out what are we going to put our focus on. And that's how we help companies. And I think that's very important for people to understand. The psychology of digital marketing is this. It's an investment that's going to pay off if you let it pay off. But make sure you're starting with a strong foundation of experience.
Head over to trainingbusinesspros.com. Talk to Paul and his team. Give them a call at 416-444-7767. And we'll be back on the Business Pros Radio Show on Talk Radio AM 640. Back on the Business Pros Radio Hour on Talk Radio AM 640. I'm here with Paul Toby. Paul, we were just talking about what you guys do for companies. You know, if you're hesitant, if you're a startup, and let's say you don't even have a marketing
division. What do you tell someone like that who's if they're willing to take that big leap?
Well, we act as the marketing division for all of the companies that we work for.
Okay.
Because a lot of companies, they either can't afford that, they don't have budgets for in-house marketing teams. And the reality is, if you hire somebody in-house, what are they coming to the table with? Right. If they were any good at what they do, you probably couldn't afford them. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, and we do a lot of training. We actually train companies, in-house marketing departments, with our knowledge and our business intelligence, and we consider it best in class because, you know, I just told you throughout the show that I do a lot of speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't go into places like WordPress International and talk nonsense.
Of course.
You can't talk fluff. They'll laugh you right out of the room.
Yeah.
And for me to come away from a presentation like that, which was just last week, with the entire audience greeting me on the way out the door, say, that was awesome, and they've got like thousands of notes that they took during an hour, that's proof positive that we're quite a bit ahead of the game at the moment. And I'm not saying that to impress anybody. I'm just saying that to impress upon them that this is not a business for beginners.
Right.
You can't just go, oh, I'm going to be a web designer. And, well, you can, but you might not be helping companies to the best of your ability.
Right.
So I think it's important if you're looking for a second opinion and you're looking to up your online marketing game, give us a call. We'll talk to you. We'll do an AdWords assessment. We'll do a website assessment, all free. We'll talk to you. We'll figure out what your goals are. And if your goals should be monetary in consideration.
Of course.
This is about creating business. It's not about putting pretty things online. And it's about measuring results because you got to have something to measure. If you built a website, then there's nothing to measure, which is the big problem, by the way, with the client that was in, you know, yesterday, and we were doing their entire deep dive in a couple of days. We finished it yesterday. They had no monitoring system. So their website's been running for, you know, 5 years or something, and they had no monitoring system. They paid another company to change that. Well, 4 months later, they got nothing out of it. And now we built them a system where everything is measurable. We know where the traffic's coming from. We know where the lead source is. If we created a lead, we can track that right back to where it came from, which social media post it came from, which ad it came from. And then we can put that through the entire Infusionsoft system of CRM, email, take a break, email, take a break, email, then a task if the emails didn't work kind of thing. So this whole system of automation, and I hope I'm not confusing anybody, is the biggest winner for business right now. If you segment your audiences into categories based on what they want or who they are, and you speak the language that they care about, and you automate that, your leads will never drip through the cracks. We'll automate it to the point where it almost makes your sales guys bored because they're not spending, you know, banging the phones doing.
Right.
Do you know that we don't do outgoing calls for our company?
Oh, really?
We haven't
gotten to that point. Eh?
Everything is incoming. Mm-hmm. We're dealing with, you know, 10 to 20 leads a day on average that just come in from all over the place because we're good at what we do. And we take that business intelligence, we transfer it to your company, and we do the same thing for your company. It takes approximately a couple of days to build, 7 days to test, but then 3 months to roll out the system so that we can do machine learning and human learning to get it to the point where it's actually working. And working is the only thing we care about.
Yeah.
We want to prove to you that you can get leads through automation, through digital marketing, and it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg. It's a small investment for a really massive long-term gain.
Yeah, and I think you say all the time, you know, you get clients through referrals, which is just proof. You know, when you get someone else referring you, it's like a recognition that, hey, this worked. You should call this guy.
Yeah, and the good news is we actually automate the referral process for businesses, giving them 40% more referrals than what they're used to.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And everybody's like, well, how do you automate the referral process? That's where we earn our money. Mm-hmm. I tell you, that's an inside advantage that I'm not really willing to share with every other marketing company out there.
Well, that's keep some things to yourself. That makes sense.
If that's the only reason you can think to pick up the phone and call 416-444-7767 and talk to somebody, say, what was Paul talking about when he talked about 40% more referrals? And we'll give them the answer when we call.
Okay, it's the Business Pros Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining me, Paul. If you want to learn more about Paul and his website, head over to trainingbusinesspros.com. And there's that number again, 416-444-7767. That's 444.